we started the second shahr of Alei Shor yesterday. And the main principle that we learned there from the Gemara in Chagiga is that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come with adding more in breadth. It comes by adding more in depth. And that was the example that he gave of the Gemara, that one who learns more and more and more pages doesn't necessarily become more of an Eved Hashem. But someone who learns again and again and again the same page because he's deepening his understanding, he will. He quotes the Tosfos Yom Tov, who says that regarding how much you do, that's very individual for every person based on their talents and their skills. It doesn't make a difference really if you do more or less, as long as you have the intent to do for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, you do as much as you can. However, when it comes to a level of quality, that's up to you, how much you can go deep. Now, when you think about mitzvahs, really they're the same for everybody. The tefillin that I wear, that you wear, that great rabbis wear, is the same tefillin. So what makes a great Talmud Chacham's tefillin greater than mine or yours? The intent that he has when he puts them on. That's up to every individual. The tefillin that you put on, the tzitzis you put on, that's the same action. Everyone can buy today muhudar tefillin, everyone can buy muhudar tzitzis. But the intent that a person has, that's what differentiates someone who's an Eved Hashem from not an Eved Hashem. Someone might be a real Eved Hashem and not have the money to buy high quality tefillin. That doesn't take away from his opportunity to be a real Eved Hashem, because it's about his kavana when he's putting on those tefillin. And one of the primary places where it expresses itself is in kavana and davening. External acts of davening, everyone can learn the halacha and the shulchan aruch and see clearly what one has to do. And everyone can follow those acts. To do that will make you a tzaddik and won't make you an Eved Hashem. When will a person take the step up from being a tzaddik to being an Eved Hashem? Not only are they doing the halacha of what the halacha says about how to daven, but they're deepening their mindset that they're aware they're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that no one else knows. No one else can judge. Only you can ever know. I mean, people can know that one is not an Eved Hashem if they're not keeping the halachas, right? Because then they're not even on the level of a tzaddik, of doing what they need to do. But once someone is doing the halacha, he's davening externally according to the halacha, then beyond that, it's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one in the world will know if he's an Eved Hashem or not an Eved Hashem. He will secretly know. And he shouldn't tell people. Hatzneh lechetim Hashem Elokecha, between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unless he feels he wants to grow more. And therefore he shares with someone who he feels can give him guidance, because he wants to grow higher in his Avodas Hashem. But the real Avodas Hashem happens in the one's mind. Happens in one's inner world. Doesn't happen on external things. The Rambam has a list of mitzvahs. At the beginning of Mishnah Torah, he has the list of the mitzvahs. And the fifth mitzvah that he writes is that we're commanded to serve Hashem. To be an Eved Hashem. We're commanded, that's the fifth positive mitzvah, to be an Eved Hashem. And the Rambam understands that that mitzvah is davening. I mean, if you wanted to know, what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem, the Rambam would say, tefillah, to daven. And the Ramban argues on him. And the Ramban says that davening every day is only a mitzvah derabanan. So how does the Ramban interpret what a mitzvah of Avodas Hashem is, to be an Eved Hashem? What is the Ramban's interpretation? This is the Ramban's language. Shetiyeh kol avodaso lekel yit'aleh b'chol levavo. Kolomar, the kavana rutsuya, shlema, lishmo, be'ein hirhura, lo shnaseh mitzvot bli kavana, o ala safek ula yesh behein to'eles. So there's a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa, number 5, of being an Eved Hashem. According to the Rambam, it's by davening. According to the Ramban, it's all about kavana. What is your intent behind why you do what you do? The wrong option is, I'm not sure if this works or not. What do I have to lose? I may as well do it. There was a philosopher who gave a wager and said it's worthwhile being religious. Pascal's wager. What's the sides, right? So, if God exists and you do the mitzvahs, you get reward. If God exists and you do averas, you get punished. If God doesn't exist and you do mitzvahs, you didn't really lose anything. Okay, you lost a bit, but nothing, you know, eternal. And if God doesn't exist and you did averas, you didn't lose anything either. So it's worthwhile to serve God. Because if he doesn't exist, it doesn't make a difference anyway, nothing matters. And if he does exist, there's a big nafkamina. So al atzad that he exists is worth. That's what the Ramban says. That to be an Eved Hashem, you rise above that thought. Because that's serving Hashem on the Sofik. Why not? What do I have to lose? Maybe exists, maybe not. If he does, it's worthwhile, so I'll do it. That's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that. That's not an Eved Hashem. That person could be a tzaddik. He could be a tzaddik. He would do every mitzvah as he's commanded on the side that God exists. But he could not be an Eved Hashem. Because an Eved Hashem is clear that he's serving Hashem for the sake of Hashem, not for on the chance that he exists. Someone without kavana. Why is he doing it? Habit. He's doing it out of habit. He's doing it out of social norm. That person is not an Eved Hashem. He may be a tzaddik, but he's not an Eved Hashem. What's the nafkim between a tzaddik and an Eved Hashem? Will he feel a sense of connection? Will he be able to continue in his growth to come close to Hashem in this world? And there's a huge nafkim in the next world. According to the degree that you have a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, you have it in the next world. If a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world just out of habit, then that expresses itself in the next world as well. Hashem will say to him, you didn't really serve me. You're following habits. So the Ramban's language is, a person has to have a full intent without any bad intention, negative intentions, and not to do it on the doubt, maybe there's some benefit to it. This is halacha lemaisa. Mitzvos tzrichas kavana. When you do a mitzvah, you have the obligation to have kavana. And what does it mean? It means kavana letzeta devarim amorim. Vadai haoseh mitzvah mebli lechaven binyana v'shelo lishma yatzai dei chavato. If you do an action, let's say you do an action, a mitzvah d'oraisa, and you don't have intent that you're doing a mitzvah at all, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. I was once in a Leila Seder, and someone not religious walked in for some other reason. He came to pick up someone or take something, nothing to do with the Leila Seder. And he came in. And my uncle, who was leading the Seder, he saw an opportunity. So he said to the man who came in, he said, repeat after me. So he says, okay. A non-religious Jew, totally non-affiliated. So my uncle said, Pesach. And he said, Pesach. And he said, Matzah. Matzah. Maror. Maror. Well done. You just filled the mitzvah d'oraisa. And he gave him something to drink. He did not fulfill mitzvah d'oraisa. He had no clue what he was doing. He had no intention that it was a mitzvah. It didn't count for anything. Maybe it connected him in some way, but as mitzvah tzrichas kavana. If he would be aware that what he was doing, what is a mitzvah, if there would have been a proceeding, say, you're a Jew, do you want to do something for the sake of God? Do you want to do a mitzvah? I said, sure, I'll do a mitzvah. What do I have to do? Does it cost anything? No, it's free. Okay, just say these words. And it means, brief interpretation about what it means, Pesach tomorrow, that would have been fantastic. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. There's one level of kavana, which is what you're doing, what the understanding of it is. There's another level of kavana of who you're doing it for. And that's what the Ramban is speaking about here. One level is, this is tefillin, and tefillin represents a certain concept, and I'm doing a mitzvah putting on tefillin. That's one level of kavanah. That's a basic level. I'm aware that the action that I'm doing is a mitzvah. That's one level of kavanah. There's another entire level of kavanah, which is, I'm aware that I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing this. It's the second level of kavanah. And you need them both. Avodas Hashem is the second level. Yesh kan, as well as the mitzvah that you know that you're doing a mitzvah, as well as needing intent that you know you're doing a mitzvah, there's another level of avodas Hashem. And that applies with every single mitzvah. Hamakayem mitzvah bli tor alev or bli machshava meule yetzaya de chovaso. He fulfilled his obligation, he's a tzaddik, but he's not an Eved Hashem. An Eved Hashem is only someone who fulfills mitzvahs with quality. Now, why this is so crucial is because one who wishes to follow their life of being a Jew will get a point where they either get fed up of it and then they stop or loosen, or they recognize, I have to invest in this, and then it's a transformative moment where they continue and grow. When a person's a child, there's usually less of a nafkamina, they're just going with the flow anyway. When a person's in a yeshiva environment, there's less of a nafkamina. There comes a point where it's hard. It's not easy to carry on learning Torah. It's not easy to carry on doing mitzvahs. What are you going to do now? If a person doesn't feel connected, then why would he wake up early to go to shul? Why would he need to say everything in davening? If you can skip parts. If you come late to davening, then you still finish at the same time. Right? But you don't have to say everything. So why come on time? It's about finishing on time. That's what's important. And if you don't learn, and you're not in yeshiva anymore, what's the nafkamina? And a person will reach a point where he realizes that it's hard and he has to make a decision. Am I invested in this? But it's important to me. Someone who's an Eved Hashem means that he has Kavana, he's aware of the meaning behind what he's doing, he's connecting to God. For him, that would be meaningful. That would be worthwhile investing in, because he cares. For someone who never thought about God, and when he's serving Hashem out of all other reasons, or non-reasons, just because of habit, then when he gets to that point, he'll probably get looser in his mitzvahs. He'll start being more maker, start dropping things. Because why does he need to? He's got a family now, he's got a business now. I heard a very scary story. A rabbi of another yeshiva I was talking to about yeshiva things, and he told me that he was traveling for recruiting, and he met up with one of his alumni. And he asked him, what do you do? And his alumni told him his line of profession, which involves Issurei D'oraita, financial Issurei D'oraita. So the rabbi said to the student, that's awesome. So the boy said to him, Rabbi, if you can convince me in a way that speaks to my heart that I shouldn't be doing it, which is stronger than the millions that I could be earning, then I'm willing to stop. But right now, the opportunity that I have to earn millions speaks stronger to me than the Issel. And the rabbi said to me, at that point I realized I failed in education. Because it's one thing to train someone how to learn Gemara, and that we can do very successfully without connecting a person to God. Unfortunately, you're learning Pesachim. How many times was God mentioned in the last 20 pages in Bikyas? Yeah, anyone can close their eyes now and think about that and tell me in a minute. He probably was mentioned a couple of times. And it brought the Pasuk of the Ner. I think God's name was mentioned there. Oh, there we go. We found one. Baruch Hashem. God was mentioned. Baruch Hashem. You were mentioned. Right? But you're not really connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Gemara if you don't have the intent to do that. A person could easily grow in Gemara without intending. And the Nafik Minah might not be now. It will also be now. How much you're into Yeshiva. It will also be now. But it's a much bigger Nafik Minah when you're outside of a framework and a structure. And you have to make a choice. Is this something you've chosen to invest in or not? My son just, my son is in year 10, grade 10, and he was given an English project. And what was his English project? To listen to a lecture by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. And he asked me to listen to it as well, because the English was a little challenging for him. And I was blown away by this lecture. It's a 9-minute lecture. It's called The Jewish Algorithm. That's what it's called. No one here has YouTube, but during Ben Azmanim, then listen to this lecture, The Jewish Algorithm by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. It's unbelievable. It seems like he's speaking to people around your age who are not religious, and he's giving a take of Yiddishkeit. It's very inspiring how he speaks and his message. So one line that he says there, he says, that he came to university and he didn't have intention to be a rabbi. He said, there was the furthest thing in my mind when I came to university, to be a rabbi. He said, but I looked around me and I saw, and he went a bit of history about who Avraham Avinu was and who Moshe Rabbeinu was, and I saw what contribution the Jewish people have given to the world as a whole. And then I looked around me and I saw that between a half and two-thirds of Jewish people are becoming less Jewish. And I said, that will not happen to me. I will become more Jewish, not less Jewish. It's a big chiddush that, no? Because if your mother's Jewish, you're Jewish. There's no more Jewish or less Jewish. But it is, because how connected are you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's your choice. And that's what his message that he was giving to these university students. It's your choice if you wish to be connected or not. Judaism will carry on. The message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word in the world will carry on. But whether you're a part of it is your choice. And I chose to be more Jewish. And the world has a lot to thank that he made that choice at that point. Because his contribution to the world is very, very great. Of connecting unaffiliated people to Yiddishkeit in a tremendous way. I chose to be more Jewish. When you're in yeshiva, you're being Jewish just because of the environment. Whether you choose to or not. There will come a point where you have to make a choice. Do you want to be more Jewish or less Jewish? When it becomes a challenge for you, you will have to make that choice. And there are people who, when they see millions on the one side and an Aveira on the other side, then it's not a choice for them even, because they never chose God. And they see the value of millions. And therefore, it's too overwhelming for them to choose God over the millions. Their integrity doesn't hold them strong because there's no relationship. And our goal is to build a personal relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereby when challenges like that will come your way in the future, you will choose God. You will say, I've chosen to be Jewish, and I'm choosing to continue to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my relationship. And that's a choice which if you make now, you'll have the wherewithal, the strength to overcome later on. And if you don't make now, and don't start investing in having a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then later will be a great challenge. Because you'll ask yourself, what's the value? Why should I? What's in it for me? What if I don't? That's the worst question in chinuch. Where you say to a child, this is important, and he says, and what if I don't? And what do you answer then? You say, if you don't, then you'll get in trouble, you'll get punished, you won't get a good grade, you won't get a good job maybe. Right? That doesn't speak to a child. The immediate fun that I can have right now is worth more to me than the long term, one day I won't get such a high salary. Or I'll get in trouble. It's not telling you that there's inherent value here. What if you don't? You'll miss out on the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole reason you're alive. You'll have a more meaningful life and a connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu life. That's what if you don't. Don't tell me that what punishment will I get if I don't do it. I don't care what punishment you get. You shouldn't care what punishment you get. What, a life of meaning, a life of connection. That's the whole reason you're here. That's a good answer. That's an answer which shows the inherent value in the topic. Not that you'll get in trouble in school. When I was in school, I'm from a different era. When I was in school, if you misbehaved, you had to write lines. I will not run in the corridor. I will not run in the corridor. I will not write on the corridor. You could pay people and they would do it for you. You could save writing the lines that way. And someone doesn't have, you know, someone who is destined to be rich already had plans in elementary school, in primary school. What value did that give anyone? What value did that give? Do I believe it? Is there really an inherent value in not running the corridor? I have no idea. Doesn't care. I don't care. All I'll do now is I'll run and make sure no one watches. Because you didn't teach me there's a value there. Being a tzaddik means you're doing everything right. Being an Eved Hashem means you have intention to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu through that. And that comes through quality of thought. Where you ask yourself why I'm doing what I'm doing. And without being programmed, you come to an authentic answer of, I recognize that my neshama is calling out to Hashem. I've become aware of that call. The neshama is calling out for the infinite. And I'm answering that call. And I'm relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm responding. And all the actions that I do are all in the context of that. The reason why I do mitzvahs is because I'm answering my inherent neshama's call that I feel it's calling out to God. And the reason why I behave nice to other people is also involved in that. And when you have that calling that you're answering, then you're fulfilling the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're an Eved Hashem. There are many introductions to this topic because when asking you to do something here which is not an action, an action is easy to ask for someone. It's easier for a person to fly to a moon than it is to discover what's in their heart. Because to fly to the moon is just a question of science. Put this and put that and put that and put that. It's all external. It may be extremely complicated. It's extremely complicated, but it's all external. I don't have to ask, who am I? And why am I here? And what meaning is there for this? I don't have to ask any of those questions. All I have to know is different mathematical equations and put them all together. It's much easier. It might be a lot bigger. But it might be more complicated, but it's easier. But to look in oneself, we need many introductions to understand this point in depth. And the first introduction that he gives is from Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital was the student of, we quoted him in the last chapter, the student of the Arizal. And we'll read actually his piece next time that we learn. I'm just going to read the Ali Short introduction to his piece. He says this, like this. Ha'amakav epinimius b'mitzvahs Doroshot midot tovot v'hanagot miyuchadot kodem shenasigeim la'avoda tzerich lesim lev la'adam atzmo. This is a huge principle. There's a level of man which precedes the level that you serve Hashem on. There's a level of being a ben adam, a being, a decent human being. And if you have that basis of being a decent human being, on that basis, you can then build another level of being an Eved Hashem. But you cannot build a level of being an Eved Hashem if you don't first have basic good midas. Now, of course, we're not talking about someone here who has refined himself to the upteenth degree, amazing, amazing, amazing. But we are talking about someone here who has self-control enough, not that when he gets angry that he'll go and hit someone. Not that when he's arrogant, he can't hold himself back from doing an action which expresses the anger. Maybe in his thoughts, he wants to hit the person, but he has self-control. Maybe in his thoughts, he thinks arrogant thoughts, but he's able to be in control. He's aware of himself. That basic good midas is a prerequisite for Avodas Hashem. And therefore, many people don't even learn this with Shana Aleph. Because they say that what we're going into now, and especially the third section of the book, are things that you first have to work on your basics before you start getting to deeper Avodas Hashem. But we'll do that topic in more detail, but just have that principle clear. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one understanding of it is that a person first has to have a basis of being a decent human being a Ben Adam, and then on top of being a Ben Adam, you can build the level of being an Eved Hashem. But if someone tries to start working on Avodas Hashem when their midos are still flawed, then not only will they not fix their midos, but their midos will get much worse. Because their imagined clothing that they now have of being an Eved Hashem, but they're arrogant, so their arrogance will permeate all of their Avodas Hashem and destroy it. First has to be the basis of being a decent human being, and then you can start working on Avodas Hashem. That's the introduction to what we're going to read with Hashem next time in the Sharei Kedusha Rav Chaim Vital. Yishar Koach, Chodesh Tov.